San Francisco Supervisor Bilal Mahmoud has introduced a measure set to protect San Francisco immigrants, and it is the first of its kind in the nation. Supervisor Mahmoud, who represents the Tenderloin, Haight-Ashbury, Japantown, and other neighborhoods in District 5, presented the legislation that he calls the Safe Cities Blueprint Package.
We need to make it clear what city property and city services are meant to do and what they are not meant to do. And in this context, this legislation will do three primary things. Prohibit any entity from commandeering city property for use that would disrupt city operations, discourage access to city services, or conflict with city purpose. Two, it clarifies the use of real or personal property to assist in the enforcement of federal immigration law is not a city purpose. And three, it authorizes the city attorney to take legal action against any entity engaged in unlawful or unauthorized use of city property.
While Mahmoud's plan would not prevent ICE or Homeland Security agents from entering city property to conduct targeted arrests, it would prevent ICE from staging operations or maintaining an ongoing presence at any city-owned property. The Safe Cities Blueprint Package comes not long after President Donald Trump called off a surge of federal agents to San Francisco. Yet Mahmoud stated that the measure was drafted as a response to federal agents commandeering city property across the country, such as ICE personnel taking over public parking garages in Chicago, Illinois.
Whenever and wherever large-scale immigration enforcement happens, disruptions follow. Families stay away from school, seniors miss medical appointments, businesses close or reduce their hours, and workers miss shifts, all of which contribute to lost revenue, local economic decline, and a reduction in public safety. So today, in partnership with Supervisor Chen, we're here to announce a first of its kind and a first in the nation ordinance that will change city admin code to strengthen it with this legislation, because these are the impacts we simply cannot afford.
UC Merced found that nearly 465,000 California workers withdrew from the labor force on the week of June 8th, which is when federal immigration authorities descended on the Los Angeles area, arresting thousands. Since the raids have increased, these numbers have not slowed down. Other cities, including Chicago, Santa Clara, and San Jose, have created or voted to create similar measures already, according to Mahmoud. However, the Department of Homeland Security has pushed back at the plans for these no-ICE zones, saying that they will, quote, not be deterred from enforcing immigration law, end quote, as reported by Newsweek. Mahmoud argues that San Francisco's new legislation is stronger than any other measures currently in place.
This is the first in the nation to actually do something that's changing city code. Other actions that we've heard about across the country that we learned from were non-binding resolutions or they were executive orders by the respective mayor. Here, as a legislative body, we are taking action to make this into law so that when it's violated, it is a violation of our law. And in turn allows us to, as we write in the legislation, authorize the city attorney to take legal action as necessary on violations of this law.
Both the Department of Homeland Security and San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie did not respond to KPFA's request for comment. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors is set to take up the measure in January 2026. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.